Welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living. Such is the nature of life that all it asks and all it wants is the opportunity to appear. I mean, think about that. One power and it's love and it just wants to show up and you're it. You're the opportunity for this power, this love to show up in the world right here, right now and always. So welcome. We're glad you're here. We're glad you decided to let that love show up right here with us. So I would like to just say that I'm not responsible for anything I say this morning. I just got off of a plane a few hours ago from somewhere out in California and at a very high altitude, and so my brain is still kind of doing strange things. And so, you know, just love me anyway, okay? And that's what we'll do for you. We'll just love you anyway, whatever it is. So, yes, who said that? You're welcome. Absolutely. I mean, that is what we're about here. We're about taking people for who they are, as they are, without any demands, without any expectation that you'll be somebody else or that you have to behave a certain way. Someone said the F-bomb word out there in the lobby, and they got all excited, and I went, well, it's a perfectly good Celtic word. So we don't even worry about that. Just know that you're loved, you're appreciated, and this is a place where we can all go deeper in our own spiritual lives and go deeper with one another. It's a place where folks of like mind, which means non-judgment, can come together and support each other in spiritual growth. And that is where we are and what we're about. So as we go into who and what we're about, I invite you to join me as we read together our Declaration of Principle. You may stand if you want to. You can sit down if you're tired. I believe in one God, an absolute power, and first cause to all things. I believe that this power is perfect love, and it creates out of a desire to express love. I believe all thought is creative, and how I choose to think creates my personal experience. I believe in the unity of all life and the immortality of the individual soul forever unfolding. I believe in the eternal goodness, the eternal loving kindness, and the eternal givingness of God to all. So it is. Please be seated. So as you know, we have folks here who are well-trained, who've spent years of study and education in doing this thing called spiritual mind treatment, affirmative prayer. And it is a practice that Science of Mind specifically has brought to the world in a very specific way that absolutely changes lives. One of our centers starts their service every week by saying, welcome. This is a place where dreams come true, where life as you want it to be can become real. And spiritual mind treatment is one of the things that helps that happen. Our practitioners can do that for themselves as well as for you. And each week we have one of them share in our service by bringing a treatment and a few thoughts and words to you. So today we have Doug Moody, who is also our newest board member.
Good morning, CSL Midtown. How's everybody doing? Great. Glad you can be here this morning. I'm really excited to be up here this morning because today we are celebrating and giving love and gratitude for Angela Harmon, who has been an assistant minister here with this church for a long time. I just had a flashback standing in the hallway, and it just made me really chuckle. It's like, okay, wow, you've really been here a while. Yeah, that's it. So Angela's daughter's walking in, and I'm like, holy cow, you know, it's just like, wow. It just brought me back to like 20 years ago when I first met Angela in a class that we were both taking with Reverend Paul Gagne. And Angela and I met in that class and just kind of hit it off. And we've always had this like real special connection, especially with music, which I hate to admit, I don't have anything up here music-wise for you this morning. But anyway, she's always been a love and a light and a joy here in this center, and I'm honored to be up here with you this morning and celebrating her beautiful spirit and all that she has given to our community. In that light, her talk in a few minutes is going to be entitled Prayer Works. And this has been her own platform and her ministry that she has done every Monday night, I can't tell you for like how long, in reaching out with people and helping connecting them to Spirit over the phone, which is a pretty amazing thing to be able to do. But she has done so beautifully. And in doing that, I found a book that I hadn't actually picked up in a while. And there was a passage in it. It's Ernest Holmes' book called Your Spiritual Power. And there's a little passage that I want to read here as kind of a segue into Angela's presentation this morning. It's on page 159, and it's called Prayer is Mind in Action. And it says, prayer is a thing of thought and feeling. Therefore, it is mind in action. God is infinite knowingness. We cannot explain creation on any basis other than that this infinite knowingness, moving as law, produces form. The mathematics of this mind must be exact. Prayer is a movement of thought through our consciousness upon the universe itself. It is the law of mind in action. Whenever our acceptance makes it possible, there will be an answer to our prayers which will mathematically correspond to the use we have been making of this law of mind. Jesus tells us that when we comply with this law, it is done unto us as we believe. We cannot doubt that Jesus was teaching the law of mind in action, the exercise of God, the God power within us as a mathematical sequence of cause and effect. Since prayer is mind in action, we must be certain that the thoughts running through our prayers are those of exalted acceptance, of complete fulfillment here and now. I thought this was a really powerful passage. And what it reminded me of is, you know, we always hear that expression, to the degree, and how much can you expand your consciousness to accept all of the good that God has waiting for us? And our prayer work that we should be doing each and every day, not just once a day, as often as we feel we need to be doing it. It's all about expanding that idea, that desire, not only on a mental level, but on a feeling level. What does it feel like as well? Let that grow. And to the degree that we do this in our prayer work, it's going to be reflected in demonstrations that we experience in our lives. So, if you have trouble with that, or maybe you just might have a temporary blockage or something, come grab one of our wonderful practitioners that we have here in our center. That's what we're here for. We're here for you guys. We're here to make your lives better by getting you, helping you to see the truth within yourself. And it's always right there. It's always right there, just waiting to be called forth. And so with that, I'm going to now ask you to join me in affirmative prayer and get relaxed in your seats. I'm going to say this prayer in the first person, and feel free to take in with yourself whatever resonates with you. So let's just know this together. There's one power, one divine intelligence, one cosmic something operating throughout the universe, right here, right now. I am always one with this infinite intelligence that is God, as is every beautiful soul present. I can never be separate from this power because it is always within me and each, simply waiting to be called forth and recognized. I know that all are one in spirit because it is all one mind, one power behind everything that is this infinite creative power in each of our lives. And today and every day forward, I know that I am blessed with the infinite creative power that is God, and I use this power to create a life, to co-create a life overflowing with good for myself, for everyone, and for a better world. I claim divine wisdom, divine right action, divine love and courage guiding me and all forward to grow and expand this consciousness of abundance and joy. I know infinite good already exists for me and all, working perfectly and easily in my life already. I allow myself to expand my ideas and my acceptance of this abundant good. I claim it with divine courage, and I expect that only more good will come to me through my actions, through my thoughts, my deeds, making the world a better and more beautiful place. My mind and heart are open and receptive to today's lesson, knowing there is something right here, right now, that is exactly what I need to hear, what I need to be reminded of. I claim this with divine wisdom for myself and all. My heart, my mind, and my spirit are overflowing with infinite gratitude and joy and love for all of the sacred communion and union I have with this infinite creator and the opportunity to co-create more of the life I desire each and every day. I am grateful for this teaching, for this wonderful center, and for the mindful consciousness within me and within all present. And I joyfully release my word into the universal law, knowing it is whole, complete, and done. I simply let it be so, and it is wonderful. And together we say, and so it is.
The introduction I want to give to our guest speaker this morning, who is really not a guest. She's a homegirl. She belongs to us and always will. And titles don't change any of that. But I first encountered her in a way to know who she was in a kind of surreal situation. We were at a ministers' conference, and we had just finished up a meeting, and the parking lot was jammed with ministers behind the wheel, which is a scary kind of thing to start with. And I'm walking to my car, and Angela is sitting very quietly and patiently in hers, waiting for the traffic to clear. And this big honking pickup truck that's like way off the ground, I don't know what that thing was, but it was huge. And it's trying to pull up the driveway, and only it would start up, and it would back up and run into her car. And it would start up, and it would back up, and it would run into her car. And it would start up. And I'm standing here watching this going, what? What? Wait, stop. Don't you know you're hitting this car? So I ran up and stopped the driver and said, you're hitting the car. And she says, oh, okay. And so then she drove off. And I don't think she even gave you your name or anything. So Angela and I became friends over that, because she called me later to try to see if we could find out who it was, and I knew who the minister was. And what struck me, though, about it was, in all of that, in an attempt to get, you know, the car paid for, and I think it was a rental, or maybe not, I don't remember, and it was that her compassion and her attitude about the whole thing was not, it was, you know, I need to get this taken care of. And it took some time, and she did, and very patiently and very lovingly made arrangements to get herself appropriately cared for, given the very strange, weird, surreal kind of thing that had been happening. And if I had not been standing there, I wouldn't have believed it. So that was my first introduction to her. And then in the process of coming here, we got to know each other. And it's been really rich and wonderful having her here, being able to call and say, hey, I need a little support, and I need a little treatment, and I need a little of this and that. And we have grown. I have grown to love and honor and appreciate this woman in a way that is really rich and big and good. And I will miss your being part of this in the same way that you have been, although I'm not letting you go very far. So without any further taking up of her time, Reverend Angela Harmon.
Thank you, Reverend Bob. Y'all gonna make me cry. I'm not gonna be able to talk. Funny thing, I wasn't gonna start my talk that way, but I have to pick up on where he left off. I was actually doing prayer works when that was happening. That's why it went the way it did. It was a Monday night, and I was sitting in my car doing prayer works because I didn't think I had enough time to get to the hotel to do it. And this car was backing into me. And I'm telling them, Kenneth was on the call. I think Jamila, my daughter's on prayer works. Sylvia's, Lakaya, were you on the call? She's in prayer works as well. They heard this going on as well. And because of prayer works is why Reverend Bob got to meet me that way. Because I think if it was at home and I'm talking to Comcast, that might have went down a little bit different. So thank God for prayer works. I've got some props for you. I'm going to sit them over here. We don't have time for that. But this is just this year of writing. So these are words, right? And then I get this book on Friday. I've joined the high again. I like jazz. I think that's how you met Tom Woods. I think I'm getting a little bit of an echo. I'm not sure where I'm standing or I need to move. But the book she gave me, haven't seen her in quite some time, is called Words That Matter. So when we write in our journals, those are words. When we read, there are words. There are words that are popping up in our head all the time. So I want to play this song for you. Now it was playing just fine. Now that I want to play it, we've got technical difficulties. Okay, here we go. While it's trying to think and play, our prayer works is our topic. The song I want to play, which seems to be fading out now, do you know Cameo? Word Up? That's what I wanted to play for you. So you guys got to go play that on your own today if it doesn't populate soon. Because that's what we're doing. We're sending words up. We're sending words out. So we want to find ways that let our words send out our signal, even when we're just playing around and dancing in life. We don't have to be sitting in the car doing our prayer works work like I was doing, thankfully. The universe knew what it was doing, because if that situation had been different, I would have been different. So I do know prayer works. Now, I wasn't always taught that way. This place, which feels like home to me, it will always feel like home. It started out as Atlanta Church of Religious Science. People didn't know what that was. So we changed the name, and they still don't know what it is. But it's all about our spirituality. And the science part is what stands out to me, because prayer works. When we went through practitioners training, we had to do case studies, which was 5 people that we sent off. We probably did about 10 or 20 to get those 5. I actually did 5 and got 5, which said, maybe I'm supposed to be a practitioner. That's a person that works with prayer, because prayer works in my life. We had to pray with them on a subject that they picked, and if it demonstrated, that was a completed case study. If it did not, it wasn't a completed case study. And we could only use the ones that were completed. And 5 for 5 told me, maybe I'm supposed to be a practitioner. My life looked a little messy to me, and how am I gonna sit and pray with people when I got this going on over here and this going on over here? But I had some really good things going on over there. Well, let me tell you why some other stuff might have been going on. When I was growing up and learning how to pray, Do you remember this prayer? Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake. That line scared the crap out of me. I pray the Lord my soul to take. And then we would say, God bless mommy, God bless daddy. That was supposed to make it all better. But I had a thinking mind way back then. I'm like, what if I die? Is God going to love mommy and daddy for me? Is this guy, you know, I got stuck on the what if I die part, you know, even then. So here I am growing up in this practice that makes you doubtful anyway. I knew there had to be a greater idea. So I started looking up the words, back to Word Up, right? So I went to dictionary.com to ask what prayer meant and then what works meant. Prayer means a devout petition of God or an object of worship, a spiritual communion with God or an object of worship. Now, every time I heard object of worship, again, it seemed to point out away from me. It's never out there. It's always in here. So there are the words, right? They need to word up. The next thing was works. Let's see what that's about. Exertion or effort. Directed to produce or accomplish something. Labor. Toil. Now, that sounded like the witches from the Wicked West. You know, toil and trouble and oil and bubble. It just sounded like more work. It's not work. Prayer is the what. We decide what. The work is on that power that is greater than we are. I don't care what you call it. There are so many names out there. You give it the name you want to give it. Don't let the name be uncomfortable for you. It is a waterfall. It is a soccer game this afternoon. It is Word Up, my favorite, one of my favorite songs by Cameo. Earth, Wind, and Fire is going to be at Chastain this week. They're a soulful Elements of the Universe group that I think prayed me up. I got drawn to things from that little prayer that said, you know what, there is a greater idea about God. And it's all these things. Because based on my original understanding, I was really not bound for what they call heaven. I was going to the other place. Because I like all the things the other place said you can't do. But what I find is you can do it all. God, the power, it made every single thing we do. That's why prayer can work. But it's back to as a man thinketh, so is he or she. We get to decide. So that's what prayer does for us. So I want to give an example of what I do with prayer works. It actually comes from habit 2. You know that I'm a 7 habits person. Be proactive, begin with the end in mind, and put first things first are the first 3 habits. And they all deal with us. But our work is to find out whether prayer has benefited us in some way. Have you prayed for something and it happened? That's your thought about something and it happened. That's a prayer. Every time we're doing something, even something not so good, you thought about it and it probably happened, right? So what we put in our heads happens. We have to go with our guts. And if we don't listen to them, we come here to recalibrate them. Everyone should have a prayer every day. We have these cards that the center created. I wanted to keep one handy. These should be in the box or in our plate every day. There's something, even if it's not for you, get permission from the other person that you're in relationship with that might need support. Ask them, pray for them too. Even when things are going absolutely perfect, you heard the term pray without ceasing. Right? That means if everything's going well, we're still praying. When everything has turned to crap, and I like that F-bomb word, but we won't be saying that. You want to stop and pray. Give you a short story. Lyric is here. Lyric didn't want to go somewhere, but her mother had her planned up for a weekend slumber party. She decides she doesn't really want to go. I'm going to stay with Grandmommy. I'm like, well, okay, but we're going to head out and you're going to have fun this weekend. But I don't want to go. I want to stay with Grandmommy. Now, you know, I want her to stay with me too, but she's got party plans and I'm a party girl, so it's all about the party. Let's get partying her early. So I want to take a bath. She takes a bath and I'm like, this is going to get her party ready. Grandmommy's going to get dressed. You're going to get dressed. So she gets in the mood to get dressed and goes, and we get ready to go. And I'm actually in a loaner at the time because my car is being serviced. And so I only have the fob. And we're on the elevator and she's in a good mood. So I'm videotaping her with this phone and she's asking this question and that question and that question. And I'm like, oh, this is so much fun. And we're going and she's in a good mood. I step across the threshold of the elevator and the fob goes right down the elevator shaft. I wanted to use that word. I didn't use that word. I used a different word because I actually have it on video, if you can believe that, because I was videotaping her and I'm like, oh. And the next thing I said was, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. What did you think I just did when I said, oh my God? Gave it to God. When I said, oh my God, because prayers can be several steps or they can be, oh my God. So what I immediately thought, because our gut and our intuition is right, and it starts at 3, probably starts at 1, probably starts at birth, she didn't want to go. Did we go? I'm thinking I'm going back in the house and get my extra set of keys to my car, right? I'm not in my car. I'm in the loaner. Luckily, it was a Friday night, so Saturday I could get another one because I had a talk on Sunday in the Blue Ridge Mountains, and I'm like, that was the next door. How am I going to get to Blue Ridge without a key to a car? But that all worked itself out. And living in a building, if I had gotten a service call come over, it would have been $400 for me. The fob was $300. I mean, the dollar signs were just adding up in my head, and it cost me $0 to take care of all of that, because the follow-up to that story is with my daughter. She didn't really want Lyric to go either, because they were going to be going to the pool the next morning and she may not have been there. And anything could happen with your little ones at the pool. So there's always biggerness to the story too. Things unfold when they're ready and in good timing. Imagine running the lottery if you don't have a lottery mindset. You see that all the time with people winning all that money and then it goes away. Guess what? They have not prepared their minds and their thoughts and their prayers for that. When we prepare ourselves for those things, they come. Thus, this opportunity that I'm working with Centers for Spiritual Living West Georgia, I would have never picked that. It picked me. Because we're in the Bible Belt. You know, when we talk about if we don't believe in Jesus, oh my God, I grew horns. But we believe in all walks. It's not just one. There's several books. As a matter of fact, you're writing a book to your life to make it come true. The things that help me get in the rhythm, because life can knock us off our feet, like I said, Earth, Wind, and Fire. When I was going through practitioner's training, I used to watch Will and Grace before I went to bed and went to sleep. Why do you think I watched Will and Grace before I went to sleep? Laughter. Now I watch Mike and Molly. I'm on a whole new journey. And it's always reruns. My daughter would tease me, why do you watch the reruns? Why didn't you watch it when the season was out? Patch Adams came on. Oh, what I am watching currently that's current, Trevor Noah. He's funny. So I watch him too to make me laugh. And this is what I heard Patch Adams say just recently in a movie that's based on true events. Robin Williams plays the character. He was wearing this red funny nose going into the hospital rooms because he thought medicine was holistic instead of the pills that you pop or the needles that they stick in you or all the things that they do that may medicate you. Not that it's not important, but he believed in holistic medicine and to treat the whole person and he knew about laughter. So one of the doctors that just didn't like his style came in and said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm just giving him a few laughs." He said, "Laughs?" And then verbatim, he says, "In the American Journal of Medicine, it finds that laughter increases our," and this word is hard, I'm going to try to say it, "catecholamines and endorphins, which in turn increases oxygenation to the blood. It relaxes the arteries. It speeds up the blood and decreases blood pressure, which is a positive effect on the cardio and respiratory alignment. And as we increase laughter, it increases our immune system response." Now, how scientific. This is a scientific place we're in. We use our minds, yes, but there's realness in this. This is something that you can measure your own results in, and it's through the steps of treatment. So you have to find out what makes you laugh. Sometimes it's a pet. Secret Life of Pet 2 is out. Go see it. What if our pets are doing that when we leave? You know, they're kind of running the house, and they got their little fan club going, playing music. You know, Toy Story, they got another one out. I went to see that. And I don't really need kids to see those, you know, but I just happen to have a camouflage so I can go see those wonderful movies myself. Lion King is out again. Go see it. I know I'll take them to see it. They're using real animals this time instead of the animated one. So what makes you laugh? My granddaughter, my grandchildren make me laugh. They're funny. The one in the red thinks she's a comedian. We got to get her out there and really make some money. But the steps of treatment can be, oh my God, or they can be all 5 or 7 steps. You know that there's a power greater than you. You're one with it. You get to say what you want. Oh my God, sometimes you're not clear. I wasn't clear in that. I didn't know what I wanted in that moment, because the key was, we were supposed to, and I'm dressed and I got all the things that go, all I wanted was it straightened out. That was the quickest thing I could say, God's got this. The how is done. Just go back in and enjoy your granddaughter. We took our clothes off, got something to eat, started watching a movie. She sat in my lap. You know, that's not going to last forever, where she wants to come sit in my lap and love on me and give me, "I love you, Grandmommy." That's going to change. So the universe says, "Pause, sit down, do this." Sometimes it pushes us forward, which is where I am now. I don't know where this is going to lead me. I'm letting prayer work itself. I will always be a part of this family. You are my family. You're part of what grew me to even know that I could stand here and talk about something like this to other people. So we put in there our affirmation, we give thanks about it, and we let the universe do the work. Every now and then there's a little stickier situation. Get a diagnosis that's not great. Doctor says something that makes you cry. You get news from a mate that it's over. Your baby is sick or born very early and so premature, you don't know whether they're going to make it or not. Prayer works in every one of those situations, from the key fob to the others. It's how much we give to it. What we sow in our thoughts, we reap in our actions. What we reap in our actions create a habit for us. What we sow in our habits creates our destiny. So what are we creating in our thoughts and our words and our deeds? I'm going to read a treatment from Prayer Works. Every now and then, I don't get to always do this, which I'm glad is too much work. I wrote a treatment. They all sent me what their requests were. And this is a treatment that I wrote. "There is one power. This power works through me as me. As I walk my path, I am wiser. I'm a wiser individual. I'm a free spirit, deliberately and divinely guided. My light shines. I show my children the way, encouraging their free spirits to be great. they are well educated, they have great character, and they live in their power. The best is unfolding forever because I am prepared for it. I take care of myself as I grow and gain power, money, self-esteem, and self-respect, and beyond. I know I live in an infinite universe capable of granting every wish every day. I am more aware of all the gifts that are available to me as I give as well, making a greater difference as my true self is unleashed. I'm ready to spread my time and talent globally, and I am compensated greatly. I'm equipped to move my family in a stable, beautiful home, furnished, bank account full, healthy, and plenty. I live an iconic life of legacy. I'm grateful to be debt-free, carefree, and life evolves unto me. I'm aligned, and I release this, allowing the universe to do its good and perfect work easily and swiftly. And so it is. It's up to us to decide what we want in our lives. It can happen very easily, and it can happen for another very easily. A friend of mine was joining me for lunch. I think Lyric is a magic wand or something, because Thursday was 58-cent pancakes at IHOP, if you missed it. So we had to stop by and get a stack of those. Just one, you know, we shared them. But I had a girlfriend that wanted to get some pizza, so we went by there. I called her. She's always ahead of me, and someone else answers her phone, and she's single, never been married, no kids, and it was a dude answering her phone. And I'm like, well, hello, is this Paula? No, it's not Paula, it's a guy. And he said, no, I have her phone. And I said, well, I'm supposed to be meeting her, and that's why I'm calling her. He said, well, he told me where he was, he told me what his name was, he says, I have her phone, and I'll keep it secure. I said, do you work there? He says, nope, I'm just having lunch here, but I'll stay here till she comes. She comes a few minutes later, and I said, Paula, I know where your phone is. Because she said, that's why I was late. I was looking for it. We call the guy immediately. She has a few slices of pizza, because Lyric has ordered pizza from pancakes to pizza. So the pizza was already there, and she had a few slices and headed to get her phone. She called me. She got it. Is that prayer working? What do you think? You know how much is in our phone? Something happens to our phone? And she was headed on a plane that evening. That's why we got together for lunch that day. And she has her phone. That's prayer. She must have immediately stopped. And as soon as I realized her phone was missing, I started to. Didn't even know I did. It's like, this is going to be fine. That's your prayer. Instantly. It's your prayer. So we have to listen to ourselves. And I'm going to show you this I am list as I close, because there was quite a few I ams in your song. And I gave everybody the challenge earlier this year to write down who you are. This started for me in May of last year. I am brave. I am bright. I'm confident. I'm light. I'm love. I'm peace. I'm happy. I'm ready. I'm willing. I'm compassionate. I'm healed. I'm building my own family dream. The dream that I'm building that came out of nowhere, because kids are not my favorite people. I know they don't like hearing that, but there's some people that are not my favorite people. So I had to change that, you know? It's like, okay, and I'm not theirs. So, you know, that works. So what I decided was, we get so much shoved into us when we're 0 to 5. And there's a program that is a thought that I hope becomes a thing called Happy Academy for Toddlers. 5 students initially. Lyric is one of them. 2 other girls, 2 other boys. There's reading, writing, foreign languages, imagination time, indoor, outdoor time, nap time, hopefully. And the possibilities of taking them in world travels early. Bring back story time. Remember, I used to sit and have stories? Stories tell us who we are and where we can go and what we can be. So I'm putting this thought that might become a thing out there to the universe through prayer, working, and see what happens. And I want you to do the same thing, because there's a quote that I will end with. What lies behind us is nothing compared to what lies within us and ahead of us. And so it is. And I will do my favorite thing with you that leads my life and hopefully leads yours. And you know it does, because what you're speaking is happening, and that's affirmative prayer. My spiritual mind treatment prayer working. So let's relax and breathe in and out that substance that's readily available for us. We don't have to go looking for it. It is because God is. And take this for yourself as I speak in first person. I am the I am. There's one I am, and I am one with the I am. I am all the things that I list, my infinite list that I keep creating in my mind. And if I believe I can be that, it is so. So I have all that I need. The place I live, the people I gather with, the dreams I build, all come through me. So I come here to this place that fuels me, recalibrates me, and help me to follow the signs of my life, knowing that they direct me properly. I don't have to have any doubt around that, or anger or fear. And when life presents something to me that I don't understand or don't agree with or don't even want, I know there's a greater idea of formulating, preparing me, aligning me, and allowing me to be the best me. And I face it. I go with the current. I go with the flow, because when I allow and proactively live from my values, which I set and reset and come to the conclusion that I seize each day, that means it's full and bright no matter what's happening in it. And I'm surrounded by the right people that bring me back to me when I forget me, in forms of practitioners and ministers and friends and family. And even strangers can show us the way. So I'm guided. I'm never alone. There's no such thing. I give thanks for this, knowing that I have the ability to continue to grow and outdo every moment I've done before. And I know it comes through my thoughts, it comes through my actions, which I've converted into prayers. I live that way. I love that way, because I am. I give thanks for big things, little things, and all the in-between things, knowing that gratitude and laughter lifts me higher, and I'm love in abundance, ready to give the world in a whole new way. And so it is.
Wow, thank you. So if you're not in prayer works and your life isn't perfect the way you exactly want it to be, then you're missing something. It's still going on Monday nights, 8 o'clock. The information on how to call into it is on the table out front. Get there. You see what you may have been missing. Thank you so much. That was so nice to get to go to church. Yoo-hoo. I know this isn't church, but it is. Okay, so this is your opportunity now to do your part, to participate, to speak your word. We speak our word here every week and say we are prosperous. We are a prosperous, growing, thriving, meaningful community. Now is your chance to be part of that truth by being prosperous along with us and sharing that prosperity with our center, that we continue to manifest the prosperity that we already have in consciousness. So knowing that that's who and what we are, I invite you to participate in that by giving openly and freely until it feels good. When I was a Baptist, we used to say, give till it hurts. But we don't do that. We go give till it feels good and give out of the joy of your heart. So join me, if you will, in our affirmation of prosperity on the back of your program. I live in a universe of abundance. As I freely and joyfully give, I join in the divine flow, and all that I share with life returns to me multiplied abundantly. And so it is.